Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Book of Zaidan by Joanna Newstrend. Sure, do that. That was given to me by super producer Brian. I'm not familiar with the song, but it sounds very peaceful. I should be drinking a cup of tea while listening to it with two hands on, with like a little knit cap on. I'm sure it's very good. Brian has wonderful taste in music. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Woo! Hello, hello.
Becca, how do you feel about the fact that you're missing the holiday dunch that we're about to have here in LA?
I'm really sad.
I'm sad too.
I'm we gotta fly me out next time. You know, last place I worked did fly me out for their holiday party. It was,
yeah,
because they were based in LA too, and for their, I think it was a summer party though. It wasn't a Christmas party. But they had like an annual party and they flew me out, which was fun. So
yeah,
just saying,
I would
next time.
Absolutely love to do that. That is not really iHeart style.
I know. They're too big for us.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, iHeart. Start flying people out for our little holiday
get-togethers.
I have
a Hanukkah party to go to today. So, you know, I'm still going to be partying in my heart.
Yeah. Well, happy Hanukkah to you and your friends.
To my friends. I am not Jewish, but I celebrate Judaism. So we are going to have lots of latkes. It's a Hanukkah latke party.
All right. Well, appropriately enough for the title of today's episode, NPR released their top 100 songs of the year. I used to listen to All Songs Considered every once in a while, like 10 years ago. And then I was like, but I don't really like a lot of the music that they have. But sometimes they would like have somebody on who liked hip hop and, you know, would tell me about a good song. And the number one song this year is a rap song that I didn't know about. Was this a hit this year?
I mean, I feel like I'm not super in the rap genre. Like, I'm in a more mainstream version of rap genre versus like up and coming. And Glorilla is up and coming, kind of blew up based on TikTok.
Yeah.
And her style's like really not for me personally, but I'm all about women in rap, you know, booming and making changes in the industry. So good for her. I was shook that NPR decided this was their number one song, but
yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. They also had a like long write-up about how it represents the algorithmic TikTokery that makes every song feel like a ringtone. But anyways, I will believe them that they like that song. they also had Beyonce and Bad Bunny at 2 and 3. Oh my God. Did you see who's behind me?
Wow.
You was crazy. On me.
Miles just rolled into the, I'm at the studio. We're about to have a late lunch for the holidays and Miles just rolled in. And there he goes. We're also doing a white elephant gift exchange. And I think he had to do a little shopping. Anything else in here? I do want to say, you know, every once in a while I give my like super whack, like, but this song is irresistible, but it makes me feel lame. Like, Shake It Off, like 5 years after it came out, but I had kids and like, there's something about like pop music and top 40 radio that really appeals to kids. So I was like, have you guys heard this Shake It Off? Harry Styles, As It Was, is my new Shake It Off. That song,
I mean, As
goes.
It Was really good. It was probably the only song from the album that he released that I recognized, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm not
Watermelon
a big...
Sugar.
Yeah, I mean, in Watermelon Sugar. Is that on the Harry Styles album? I feel
no,
like that
not.
Song came out so long ago.
I just associate them because my kids were into Watermelon Sugar and then the algorithm recommended this one. And
Harry's House.
I was like, this is the same album.
I mean, to me, they're aesthetically in the same album in my head. But yeah. I did not really listen to this album, but I did really like this song specifically. Mm-hmm. The rest of this, I mean, there's like, obviously there's a list of top 100. I only really glanced at the top 20. In the top 20, I was kind of shocked that I only knew probably half of them, but also maybe not shocked because I listen to way more podcasts than I do music. But on this top 20, I probably liked the most Bad Bunny's El Apagón.
Yeah.
Which is number 3 on the list.
3. So, I mean, they did a good job. NPR, yeah. Way to go.
I feel like it's up the zeitgeist. There was like stuff I didn't know, stuff that was like definitely TikTok popular, stuff that was like general population popular.
Yeah. They're trying to compensate for their soft talking ass as a super producer.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I feel like, hip hop and rap on that list.
Yeah. They're cool. All right. So stop making fun of them for being super neo-libs, everyone. They're cool. They get it. We do just have to address, we'll dig into it a little bit more on tomorrow's episode, but Trump's major announcement came. It's so amazing. Like, I was just going back through Twitter, like looking at, like, Scott Adams, one of our favorite right-wing influencers, Dilbert creator, and just a strange human. When Trump was like, there's a superhero, or America needs a superhero, he was like, okay, so he said America needs a superhero, but he's already announced that he's running in 24. So this therefore must be somebody besides him. He's speaking about someone outside of himself. It's Carrie Lake. He's going to announce Carrie Lake as his running mate. And if that's the case, throw out the polls, bitches, because it's over for you all, essentially. And the announcement was a trading card grift that he's trying to put on, where you like buy all 40 of his $100 cards, and then you have a chance to meet him.
We love a good con artist. Never stops.
It's so
he's
great.
Like the little Energizer Bunny, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just so stops. Shameless. The shamelessness is truly next level. Let's see. And so the House has approved a referendum to decolonize Puerto Rico.
Are
we hopeful? How are you feeling about this?
I don't know, because I feel like this has happened so many times. And I mean, please, people, correct me if I'm wrong, but this has been a debate for almost the entirety of Puerto Rico's, you know, existence under colonization with the United States, is that a lot of Puerto Rican citizens want statehood because statehood would give them proper tax money and voting rights and lots of things. Like, it's so funny whenever I go to D.C. and I see the license plates say no taxation without representation. And it's like Puerto Rico is hella taxed and they got no representation. So this is a vote from the House to pass a bill that will allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever binding referendum on whether to become a state or gain some sort of independence in a last-ditch effort that stands little chance passing the Senate. I am concerned about the Senate because the Senate has proven, especially Republican-dominated Senate, has proven many times over that they do not want Puerto Rico to have statehood because that would mean allocating more funds to Puerto Rico, among many other things, among having a largely brown population be voting blue. So I have a lot of hope because I want Puerto Rico to be free. And I feel like as much as a lot of old school, I feel like a culture war about like becoming a state or pure freedom. I think freedom as an independent country is long gone because of how corrupt it's become. Like the government has been corrupt. America has corrupted it, you know, siphoned all its money, privatized it. I think it would be really hard for Puerto Rico to come back as a fully independent country. But statehood would at least give it, you know, like Hawaii, like Alaska, at least like financial stability and safety in a way that they have not received for the past 100, you know, plus years that they've been a colony of the United States. So fingers crossed it makes it through the Senate. I don't know how hopeful I am, but this is a good first step, a step I haven't heard in a really long time. Because I don't know how far they've actually, if they've actually ever successfully passed a bill in the House before, but I just know that this has come up time and time again. People have tried, people have motioned for it. Puerto Rico has voted for it, and they, you know, constantly get stuck in this stage where it gets declined. So we'll see.
So, I mean, it's being covered, I guess, a little bit in like the New York Times and stuff, but it should be like a major cause célèbre on the like left or the, you know, even with liberals like that.
Yeah.
It needs to become like a major story.
Yeah.
And hopefully that would apply the pressure that's needed. You know, the way that the public pressure for repealing daylight savings time. Suddenly they're like, hey, here's a cheap win. And then it just went away.
And that's what I'm worried about. Cause it's like things like this keep happening where it's like these silly little, I mean, this isn't a little cheap win, but like that, or like even the student loan shit, right? Like we were like, Biden did it. He's giving us 20K. And then there was like, fuck you. And now, you know, we're in limbo. So
fuck you.
But I'm happy to be in limbo because student loan payments are paused. You know, like as long as we keep pushing that back, that's more important to me.
Yes. Finally, not finally for the whole show, just finally for this segment, just some wild weather shit happening. Winter storm coming to New York City. That is 12 to 18 inches of snow. I was there one time in New York. We were living in Queens, my wife and I, and a snowstorm, the most violent snowstorm I've ever like seen or been a part of, hit. And the snow hit so hard and so fast that she just got snowed into her car while driving on the street.
Like, oh my God. Just like,
it was just stuck in the middle of the street, and she was tired. So I just like went out and got in the car, and she went to bed, and I was kind of stuck there for like 30 minutes. Yeah. Anyways, New York has some wild ass snowstorms. Usually they're pretty quick about plowing you guys out though.
Yeah. I feel like since I've lived here, this will be my third winter in New York, I guess. I have my 3-year anniversary of being in New York this coming January. And I don't feel like I've experienced that bad of a snowstorm yet. I think the last time there was one that was really bad was probably February 2021. And in perfect advertising fashion, I just started at this new ad agency, and they were having a photo shoot in the city, and they were like, oh, there's a snowstorm, but I think it's going to be fine. Let's just like go shoot. And I go shoot, and we get snowed in almost to the building. And I'm like, I'm not staying my ass here in like Manhattan.
Just you and I, some models.
No, it was like for product. So it wasn't even like a fun, but advertising takes themselves so seriously sometimes that they're like, we can't cancel the shoot. We cannot reschedule. This has to be in person in the middle of COVID. Like, we must get this done in the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of COVID. And I was like, okay, cool. And I came just to like stand around all day and be like a PA basically. And then I almost got snowed in, and I lost my keys on the way there
or on the way back
in the snow. It was like probably only 6 to 8 inches, but
just,
I just
fell out of your pocket.
Yeah. Just fell out of my pocket. I'm like digging around in the snow, and I'm like, it's over. Like, I'm praying my roommates are home so I can like get in the building. But that was the one time I had a really negative reaction. So I'm not looking forward to being here this weekend during the snowstorm. So let's hope I don't, you know, get snowed in too hard.
I was constantly losing my keys and wallet when I lived in New York, but I was also drunk most of the time that I lived there. So that might have had something to do with it. Yeah, a lot of that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about Grubhub's most delivered food this year.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back, and The Takeout is reporting about Grubhub's top orders. So these are the most ordered items. And this is, in my humble opinion, pro-burrito propaganda. Because, so here's how the list breaks down. I'm just going to read you the top three, and you tell me if you see anything off. Number one, burrito, parentheses, bowls and regular burritos. Number two, cheeseburger. Number three, cheese pizza. So they divided pizza by toppings, but burritos and burrito bowls get combined into one? Are you kidding me? This is a political play by the burrito lobby, and I will not stand for it.
I won't stand for it either, because I'm going to say here, I'm anti-burrito.
Oh, really?
I think they're too big. It's a gluttony of American culture is what a burrito is. Because how you hold it like this, and how are you supposed to eat it? And then at the time, you got to get your knife and fork involved. And I don't want any of that. Give me a little taco. Give me a street taco. That is what I'm looking for. Burrito? No thanks.
It is too much by design, for sure.
It's too much by design.
And that's why it makes sense that it is the number one ordered item in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten a burrito and felt okay about myself afterwards.
Yeah.
And why put that stink on a bowl?
Like exactly.
When you're having a rice and chicken bowl, like you can feel good about that. You don't need to call it a burrito bowl.
Well, and I wonder, like, bowls, like, so vague in the sense that, like, there are so many different types of bowls. There's, like, acai bowls. There's poke bowls. There's all these other bowls. Like, the only burrito bowls I know are from, like, Chipotle.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't think it's really fair to lump the bowls into this burrito category when bowls are cross cuisine.
Yeah. You're lying to yourself, burrito bowl lobby. Also, just I want to say officially that I'm disappointed in you, America, because number 10 is boneless wings.
Yeah, that's
and regular
up.
Wings are not on. But like, well, sure, boneless wings are fine, but they're not fine, as good as not regular same. Wings.
Mm-mm.
Like they're an okay thing to have in addition.
Yeah, I'm not ordering a boneless wing. Sorry. I'm not. Yeah.
And then another somewhat related story, in that it's also from the takeout. They're saying, and this is trending, this is the number one thing on Twitter and Google Trends, FYI. No, that's not true. That the best sauce for mozzarella sticks is not marinara sauce. They're saying it is something called Melba sauce, which is
what?
A dessert raspberry sauce.
No, I'm sorry. For a mozzarella stick? I'm bamboozled. I'm offended.
I'm intrigued because I love a sweet, fruity thing mixed with a cheese. And so,
okay, I guess you're right. I can see where this goes. And when you pull it out from the context of what you normally eat it as, which is with fried chicken wings, you put it in a charcuterie setting and it is passable.
Guess who's not nailing a Melba raspberry sauce, though? Wingstop. You know?
Oh, no.
Like the places you're ordering mozzarella sticks from, like, this is a great idea in theory.
In theory.
Yeah.
In your fancy charcuterie board.
And obviously marinara sauce, also easily fuck upable, but I will ride for a mediocre marinara over a sauce they're trying to make from scratch out of raspberries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Personally.
Agreed.
But if you're going for, like, you know, hot cuisine, I'm sure this is dope. Sounds fun. Is there any strange sauce combo or like a sauce combo that you really believe in? I have just started in the last couple years enjoying ranch with my pizza crust.
Oh, I do love a ranch with my, if I'm getting like all American on you, I will get some ranch with my pizza. But I also do love a trashy garlic sauce, you know, like the OG Papa John's. Yeah. Garlic sauce. But now Domino's also does it.
Yeah.
I love a garlic sauce.
I think Papa John's just ruined the garlic sauce for me. Like I went so hard with it and then it was so inconsistent. You ever notice like sometimes it was like clear yellow and sometimes it was like a very milky yellow. And
yes.
Like the clear yellow didn't taste anything like the milky yellow.
No.
Yeah. No, thank you, Papa.
Domino's is pretty good now, though. They got a new garlic sauce, and it's really good.
Domino's is so fucking good. Like,
and
sorry.
I love
it's
Domino's.
So fucking good. Like, it.
I had Domino's last week.
Their standard crust, like with the garlicky, buttery goodness and ranch around it, it's.
Well, you got to get the handmade pan pizza for $8.99.
Yes, it's.
Medium
I think
size,
it's my favorite
topping.
Thing in fast food right now. And that's a crazy statement. But it's also like the only, because I don't really go to like fast food restaurants. And this
I mean,
is
it's
like,
probably your smartest choice in fast food. As someone who grew up in the land of fast food, aka Texas, and it's just like you drive down any street and there's like 8 fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
I will say Domino's has always been my steady contender. I don't go to many of the other ones anymore. Unless I'm drunk, I end up at a McDonald's. But otherwise...
I don't eat fast food, but when I do, it's Domino's. That was a cool, timely reference to the most interesting man in the world. All right, Becca Ramos, as always, truly a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S Ramos, on all platforms.
Yeah, go do it. You can find us on Twitter. Nope, that's the other show. Anyways, that is going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway.
And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.